William Morrow and Harper Audio present It Takes a Scandal by Caroline Linden, performed by Vida Demlow.
Prologue, 1816. He came awake with a start, heart racing. The French were upon him, the tirailleurs leaping over the barricades, their long muskets gleaming in the hazy light as they tried to sweep his brigade from their position. His ears rang, deafened by the first shot that had shattered his knee. For a moment he struggled to breathe, waiting for the second shot that would end it all. The deafness persisted. No second shot came. Belatedly, he realized there had been no first shot. Not tonight. He was not on the battlefield in Belgium, trying desperately to beat back the Emperor's troops from a sunken lane. He was home in England, sleeping in a chair by the dying fire, with his ruined leg splintered in front of him. Sebastian Vane slumped back into the worn leather, exhausted, as his heart still beat a frantic tattoo against his breastbone. With a trembling hand, he wiped the cold sweat from his face. There were no French here, only laudanum nightmares of them. A soft bang made him start again. He looked toward the door, but it was closed. Another door had slammed, downstairs from the sound of it. The housekeeper must be up and about. Mrs. Jones was running herself ragged nursing her husband, who'd been sick in bed for the last week, as well as caring for a madman and a cripple. The poor woman. Sebastian groped for his watch. It was late.